minutes here with Paul McGillion from Stargate Atlantis. Thank you for giving me some of your time.
Absolute bloody pleasure.
Well, all right. Start to hit the ground running here. Now, how did you get the role to begin with Stargate?
Initially, they were looking for a character with an international flavor for Stargate Atlantis, and for Dr. Carson Beckett, so I was born in Scotland. So I thought I'll do a Scottish accent, and they went for it. So, I came in to do a Scottish accent, just auditioned once for it, and found out about 3 weeks later that I would be playing Carson, and subsequently, recurring role turned into 17 episodes, and then they made me a regular. So
yeah, I was about to ask, but you moved from the supporting cast up to being one of the main members.
Yes, yeah. This is really great. I mean, I really am so thankful to Brad, Robert, and all the folks at Stargate for having faith in me.
Now, where do you pick up a character inspiration for? Carson's supposed to be one of the top person in his field, genius, just like everybody else in the base.
Really?
How do you pick up that? What sort of inspiration or motivation do you find for a character like that?
It's all the writing. The writers should really flesh out the character really well and give him a lot of humanity as well. As hopefully a good sense of humor and intelligence. Obviously, he's one of theirs. He's the top of the field. I just bring whatever I can do as an actor to the character. So you get great writing. My dad makes it very. He makes your job really easy, And I base a little bit on my dad too. My parents are. I was born in Scotland. My parents have a very thick Scottish accent, so it's an homage to my dad.
Do they consult you a little bit about what they have in mind for the character or insights that they see on screen and whatnot?
You get the scripts when you're shooting one episode. You get the script when you start shooting that, and it pretty much goes from there. And we talk a little bit about what's going to happen to the character, but it's pretty much as you get the scripts, they're fleshed out when you get the script. So you develop episode to episode.
Something like a recurring series that has already been going 2 years and Stargate SG-1 has been going 9. Are you concerned about the possibility of typecast?
No, I'm not. I really love playing the character, and if people remember me for that role, I'm thankful for that. I really am. And I also think that as an actor, you can transcend it.
You've also done a little bit of directing.
I have, yeah.
Between the two, which do you tend to prefer?
I'm an actor, at heart. I mean, I like them both, but I really enjoy the acting a lot. I really care for that a lot. It's been going so well recently, and it's just so fulfilling and gratifying to be a performer. I really enjoy it.
Now, is it difficult with, you've got the standard format for a television series, A-line story, B-line story. Is it difficult trying to work with an ensemble cast? Is it too busy back and forth, or is he able to strike the balance?
It's fantastic. I love the balance that we have in the cast. I think we really do have a strong ensemble cast. And I love how each episode has a little more of a character development for all the actors of the show. It's just a solid cast all around. So I really love that. It spreads the wealth around. It's nice. It's a nice feeling. It's a great camaraderie on set, and the crew's fantastic. So I love that idea, having a real team. It's a team.
Now, this is your first time doing something like this. It's obviously cult TV. Oh,